Oh, hi.
Oh, hey. How are you doing?
Yay, we're doing it. We're doing it. So, yes, I'm pinging people into the room. Yay, yay, yay. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm excited to try this out. Thank you for organizing it so well.
Oh my gosh. Well, I appreciate you saying that because I feel like I'm a little haphazard and I'm like, "Oh man." But there's a learning curve with this app, right?
Oh, definitely. I'm definitely a brand new rookie. I've been on here twice, learning how to use it and now.
Yes. No, you're doing great. You're doing great. Yeah, I've been on for a month. And so, you know, this is definitely, I'm getting the hang of it. There's definitely way more people on here than when I first joined. So the dynamics are changing a little bit. Yeah. Yes. So for everyone joining, we're talking about boosting your dating life, relationships, and friendships in 2021. Wow, wow. 2020 was nuts, right, August? I mean,
to put it lightly, yes, it still is.
Thank you very much. Exactly. It's still going and still is. Great point. So, you know, it's one of those things where I think I know for myself, you know, we're going to get into it in a sec, but there's so many things that went on this year around friendships, around partnerships, around just all of our human interactions. Like for me personally, I learned so many lessons this year and I had to let go of a lot of things and a lot of people. And I really feel like there's a lot of lessons to be learned, especially if there's something that maybe is holding us back. And so I just thought maybe we could have a chat about, you know, what we need to release or how to even go about determining, you know, what we need to let go. And so, yes, yes. So, okay, so I should say this too. Full disclosure, I gave August an itinerary of things that we're going to go through, and I'm already like totally not sticking to the outline. My apologies.
It's great. I know I'm in beautiful hands, so I'm going to ride wherever you go.
Okay, talk about boundaries and friendships and relationships. That's amazing. Like, I feel very honored that August trusts me to that level. We do go back a ways. I should introduce August. Let me start there. I'm going to introduce her so that we know who we're talking to. So, this is an abbreviated bio. August McLaughlin is a journalist, certified sex educator, author, and host of the podcast Girl Boner Radio, which reviewers have called Sex in the City meets NPR. Her articles and expertise have been featured in Cosmo, Washington Post, Dame Magazine, Oh, the Oprah Magazine, Forbes, Shape, and more. Yay! So great. And then I guess I should introduce myself too. I am Erin Tillman, a dating advice girl. I'm an inclusive sex educator, dating and consent empowerment coach, author, speaker, and media personality in LA. And I've been doing this for over 10 years in the coaching realm, but also writing articles for Elle Magazine, Men's Health, Washington Post, et cetera, et cetera. So we've known each other for a while too, I think. Wait, I know for a fact.
For a fact, I'm very bad at chronology. I just know it's been years. I don't know how many, but I feel like we've known each other for some time and through a lot of life. And it's been really fun to share a friendship that's also really tied into us doing our creative work and our, you know, our activism. And to watch you grow has been an honor and remains one.
Oh, yes, you're the best. No, right back at you. I agree. I mean, it's interesting to see our journeys professionally and personally. And, you know, that actually ties really, really well into last night. There was a full moon in Cancer, and that was a very powerful moon. I knew for myself, I was feeling a little like, just a little wily yesterday and the day before. I for those of you who do follow, you know, horoscopes and astrology, like, I'm a Cancer and the moon, I'm very much ruled by the moon. And so this moon last night specifically was it was a good time to release anything that was holding you back. And so I really had a lot of things. I had a long list of things accumulated over this year, but I was like, wow, I really would love to let go of these things. And so I did a little mini ceremony where I wrote things down and then burned them, lit them afire, as it were. August, I think you might have done something similar, yes?
I did as well, and I'm so grateful that you mentioned to me. I didn't realize that there was going to be a full moon, but I, for several days, was in this really like restructuring mode, and I'm not an organizer. That's not my personality or my forte. It's something that I try to be organized, you know, with life and stuff. But I got really into the nitty-gritty of it. And when you sent me a message saying, hey, this is what's happening, it resonated so much because I thought, oh my goodness, I've been thinking about cleaning out, but not in those terms. So I love this idea of even determining what it is that you want to release.
Exactly. No, thank you for saying that. I mean, I think that sometimes we feel a certain energy about certain people we're around or certain friendships, partnerships, certain things we're doing, and we can't really put a name to it. I think for myself, and I'll jump to myself here for a second, I know that one of the things I learned, a big lesson from this year in terms of figuring out if something is a good fit for me, possibly something or someone who's been in my life for a while, is rechecking in with myself and just feeling how my body actually feels. Like, how does my body feel when I'm talking to a certain person, or if I'm thinking about a certain person, or after an interaction with somebody specific? You know, do I feel differently? Do I feel stressed? Do I feel like there's tension in my body? Do I feel like I'm walking away from a conversation feeling just like feeling unease, you know? And so that for me has been a big conversation around relationships and friendships. And, you know, for me, it's like, also, I think that listening or having, like, we started this conversation August in a beautiful way. It's like, we're both so supportive of each other. And I'm so grateful for that. And, you know, I think that's another thing. I mean, for me, moving forward, I think it's really important that I check in with myself to see, is there not necessarily an equal amount of support, but do I feel supported by the people in my life? And am I supporting those in my life? And that, you know, that kind of leads into some boundaries. But does any of that resonate with you, with what I just said there?
So much. I'm kind of glad there's not video because my nodding is so gigantic. It's kind of really distracting. But yes, oh my goodness. And just this year, I've been really delving into connecting with how my body feels feelings, which, you know, sounds like such a basic thing. And I think some people grasp that early on, but I think we live in a culture that really dissuades us from connecting with how we feel and instead kind of fighting our feelings. And I didn't know until this year that feelings are really called feelings because of how they're felt physically. Like, it's not, we have this impression that they're these woo-woo things. And I've always valued emotions and known that, you know, I'm a sensitive person, etc. But that interconnect with your body is so, so big. And actually listening to it and trusting it, even when you don't have all the details yet, because I think the body sometimes knows first and best.
Yes. No, so well said. The body knows first and best. You couldn't have put it better. You know, one of the things that August is mentioning is a question that came to me last night. Are you still in alignment with your current dating life, relationships, and friendships? And I think that a lot of times we're afraid to revisit a relationship or friendship in terms of like checking in to see how we actually still feel about that person or about that partnership. You know, because it can be scary to reassess something and determine that maybe, I don't know if I like this anymore. Like, maybe this isn't good for me. And maybe it's not good for the other person either. But it's really important to be clear, check in with yourself about that. So the question again is, are you still in alignment with your current dating life, relationships, and friendships? And if not, what needs to change, or can it change? You know, but I think that's pretty important, a big question to ask. Any thoughts? Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that is where we find what our intentions are. You know, when you mentioned that this is a good time to let things go that don't serve us, we have to ask ourselves those questions, because my initial thought was like, wait, I'm sure there are things I want to let go of, but nothing just kind of like popped automatically into my mind. I'm very much an intentional person as far as setting the directions that I want to go. But what that kind of ritual last night did for me was really sitting in a space of, okay, so if this is where I'm going, what is it that has kept me from being there already? Like, what is it that I need to still have? And certainly there are some things that are not in our control. There are systemic problems that, unfortunately, we can't just like snap and fix. But I think we always play a role in what our reality is, and we're always growing and learning. And so really asking ourselves, you know, what is it that we want to change? And I love what you said about asking whether friendships and people in our lives, whether these relationships are serving us, and giving ourselves permission to really feel that discomfort and the dislike even. Like, did you see, I tripped over that word because it's hard for me to say, oh, there's this person in my life who I've been thinking I need to like. I've been thinking I'm supposed to have this fondness for, and my body's not into, and I can see these reasons why, but having this almost like a sense of guilt, even though we didn't do anything wrong. So I think that when we're asking these questions, giving ourselves the freedom to really just let it all out, because it's just for yourself in that moment. It doesn't mean that that person's going to get a memo with all the details of what you just thought in your head. You know, I mean, thankfully, don't accidentally live stream it. but yeah, it resonates.
Yeah, no, thank you so much for saying that. I mean, it's so true. It's for our own self-preservation. And also, I keep, you know, the thing that keeps coming up for me is, again, you might be doing the other person a favor too. And it's weird. I'm getting like emotional as I say that, but it's, you know, I've there's been so much that's happened this year. And I definitely, specifically in the realm of friendships, I definitely had a few people that we just decided we weren't in alignment anymore. You know, I'm a very, for those of you who do know me, you know that I'm a very outspoken person and I am not everyone's cup of tea, and I've become even more outspoken this year. And, you know, I feel very powerful within that. And that is not okay for some people. I totally get it. Like, it's been a really hard thing to wrap my head around. In some ways, just like, you know, the feelings part of me is like, oh no, like this sucks. But also it's like, no, that person in their own way is telling me that they're no longer in alignment with me. And, you know, ultimately I'll be okay. And we all will. But I do have gratitude for the fact that, you know, that at least there's more knowledge around whether or not we should be, like, for lack of another way of saying it, should be wasting each other's time. Not that it's a waste, but you know what I mean.
I totally know what you mean. And I'm curious, you mentioned that it, in several cases, it was a specific person where the two of you had this discovery. Is this something that you had a conversation with the person? Did you actually have, like, a breakup, quote unquote?
Oh my gosh.
More of just a, we realized this and went our separate ways and grew apart.
Yeah, no, but in a few different cases, actually, there were a couple friend breakups. I mean, and it was necessary. It needed to happen. And like, it was hard. I mean, through the years, I mean, I've gone through this a bunch. I feel like I'm an expert in like the friend breakup in a way, which just meaning like, you know, as you evolve as a person, you just decide whether or not you maybe are still in alignment. And so, yeah, I mean, in several cases this year specifically, I had a few conversations, let's just say 4 or 5 conversations where it ended with the ending of a friendship. And yeah, I mean, it was definitely painful. And I definitely, it's weird because I've said this before, but sometimes those are worse than romantic breakups. You know, and just like a romantic breakup or adjustment, you know, I think even if it's hurtful or harmful, there's also this feeling of, you know, relief in a way. Because I think that at our core, we kind of know if something's kind of weird, you know, and it's this feeling of, like you said earlier, it's this feeling of, well, not obligation necessarily, but maybe, or duty or loyalty. That we feel that maybe we can't be honest, or we're going to hurt their feelings, or we don't want to be a bad person. But ultimately, it hurts us, and potentially it hurts that other person too. I'd much rather, at this point in my life, I'd much rather someone be honest with me about how they feel, because maybe then we can actually work through it. You know, maybe we can find a solution. And yeah, it's not going to be easy. And nobody wants to have those conversations. Like, nobody does. I definitely don't enjoy it. But ultimately, if that's going to help us both grow and really thrive, either together or apart, then I'm all for it.
Yeah, 100%. I'm with you. I would always have radical honesty over, like, fake, superficial friendship. And I don't want to be friends or close to somebody who is not feeling fulfilled by yes. friendship, even if I am. That, to me, takes away the fulfillment. And especially if I find out that they were, like, you know, in misery because they didn't want to have a breakup with me. I'd much rather... Same with romantic relationships. Like, the truth is just too important, and life is too precious.
Can you handle the truth? Can you handle it, right? And, you know, to be honest, I said this the other day to somebody, and I'll reset the room in just a sec, but, you know, for me, I understand that it is a level of conflict. To have an honest conversation about where you are in terms of friendship or relationship, that it feels like conflict, especially depending on what our constitution is internally, right? I mean, for some of us, even just asking a question like, hey, can we check in with each other, can feel very violent, you know? So I want to put that out there too. It's not an easy thing, and degrees of trickiness there, right? But ultimately, I just think it's, like we said, we keep saying, it's just really important to check in. So to reset the room, welcome everybody, welcome, welcome. You're listening to Erin Tillman, the Dating Advice Girl, and August McLaughlin, Girl Boner of the Girl, well, the Girl Boner podcast.
Girl Boner. It's cool. Yeah.
No, you're much bigger. You're much bigger than your brand. Although your brand is awesome, it's very true. We are talking about boosting your dating life, relationships, and friendships in 2021, and yeah, what a doozy 2020 was. And we're just trying to give kind of our take on how to make these partnerships better in the new year. I can't believe the new year's 2 days away. I'm kind of overwhelmed. I feel like all week I've been like, "What day is this?" So you know.
Yes. Totally.
Yeah. So welcome everybody. And so we're just kind of brainstorming and riffing off of the question, are you still in alignment with your current dating life, relationships, and friendships? And if not, what needs to change and what is working for you or what isn't working for you? And again, it's that having that conversation with yourself first, you know, looking at your friendships, looking at your relationships, partnerships, and deciding if they still serve you, or are they even serving the other person? You know, those are the questions. You know, I'll mention it again. You know, this year for so many of us has been so hard. For me, I've let go of so many people this year for various reasons. Started during the height of the Black Lives Matter movement. It was rough. I had a lot of people that I grew up with that, you know, non-Black people who didn't get it. And I was like, after trying with conversations, at a point I hit my boundary and I was like, I can't do this. I can't. If someone isn't willing, I don't want to get too deep into that, but if someone can't understand and isn't able to, sometimes it's not even malicious. You know, maybe if they're not able to understand what I'm saying, at some point self-care kicks in and it's like, okay, I gotta exert a boundary here. But from that to just so many things, I mean, this has been the year. I mean, I've had clients that have broken up after, you know, years of marriage. I've had, you know, there's just so many endings that happened this year, which actually can lead to beautiful beginnings, but it's definitely painful. I mean, long-term friendships and relationships have ended this year. For me personally, professionally, and for clients of mine. And so I just think it's important to remember that, like I just said, you know, the ending of something, it can be like definitely traumatic, but what is it leaving room for? Like, it's opening you up to something new. But again, it takes bravery to really like look at the situation, look at the partnership, look at the friendship, and take an honest, honest look and assessment of it.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And allowing ourselves time to grieve in whatever ways, you know, we feel is helpful, I think is so important, because romantic breakups get kind of all of the, I don't want to say credit, but all of the attention around breakups. But as you mentioned, friendships, those ending a relationship with a longtime workspace or a coworker, or, you know, all these are all relationships. And when the breakup happens, when something is fractured and changes, knowing that it opens up new possibilities, and also going, you know, it's okay to, even if it was, it's like good riddance, goodbye, I'm so glad to be away from that. You still have to give yourself space to adjust and feel all of the feelings, because I think it's such a roller coaster.
Absolutely. No, so well put. It is. I was on here last night, actually. It was like a full moon releasing ceremony here on Clubhouse. And a lot of people were saying that. Somebody said something so eloquent yesterday. It was basically around the idea of how we say, like, everything's so immediate in our current society, or like instantaneous, like you have to do this and then, oh, poof, that's done and you did it and congratulations. And it's like, no, I mean, a lot of this stuff does take time. Like, as I was talking earlier about some friendships of mine that ended, I mean, you can't see me obviously, but I definitely was feeling emotional about it. And some of these friendships ended like 6 months ago, but it you know, again, it's like, we have to give ourselves space to, like you said so eloquently, August, you know, space to grieve, space to feel different feelings around all of this stuff. Like, it's not going to be like, okay, great, like, I ended that friendship or relationship, done deal, moving on. Like, no, I mean, in some ways, yes, maybe depending on what happened during that friendship or partnership, but also, I mean, just even if you were in, like, the most toxic friendship or relationship ever, there was still a bond that happened on some level. There was some sort of bonding. And so, you know, to be a human being is to feel some level of separation or separating or grieving and loss. And I think I think we really need to be kind to ourselves around that, but also, and also, really, really take care of ourselves within that. And really, again, take a hard look at the people in our lives and determine if it's still serving us. And again, I keep saying, if it's serving the other person. Because sometimes it's like, it's not a one-sided thing all the time. Sometimes the other person's feeling the same way. Just maybe one person can't express it, or it doesn't know how to say it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And while we're grieving too, I think we also grieve what we hoped for that relationship in the future. Because typically, you know, when we go through a breakup, it's oftentimes the future looking so different. And this idea that we had, I don't know if this was the case for you, but in many cases this past year, some of the friendships that have changed or grew apart or completely ended, I thought, you know, that these would be people in my life for a very long time, if not indefinitely. And learning new things about these people and how different we were, and some of those boundaries you mentioned about not being able to, you know, see eye to eye on some really important issues, it's that's really challenging, I think, to go, oh, this is, it's not only ending something, but it's also sometimes having to check in with yourself and go, this is something that I either knew or wish I had known about this person, and giving yourself compassion around that learning curve. Because I think a lot of times we don't act on the knowledge, or even really fully admit to ourselves this knowledge of a change that needs to happen for some time, because we are trying to make it work.
Absolutely. I mean, because there's so much fear attached to the unknown, right? Especially, again, like, if there's been a long-term, like you just mentioned, a long-term scenario, long-term marriage, long-term dating situation, long-term friendship, there's fear, justifiable fear around the unknown of, will I find somebody else like this person? Will I find anybody else? You know, it's scary out there. COVID's raging. Like, you know, where would I even? So I get it. I mean, it's a big, we're talking about big decisions here. None of this should be taken lightly, but also we're just helping that we're offering some insight on how to navigate all of that. Cause 2021 is almost here. And honestly, like, for me, I know where I am right now. It's like, I'm not trying to bring baggage from 2020 into this brand new spanking year. Obviously, there's a lot of things that are going to roll over into 2021 that we're still dealing with. But if there's anything I can do, the more clear I can get on the things that serve me and don't, the better rolling into this new year. And again, I won't get too deep into astrology and astronomy because I'm not really well versed in it, but there's a lot of astrological and astronomical things happening right now, which if there's any rooms on here in Clubhouse talking about like the age of Aquarius and, you know, the full moon in Cancer that happened yesterday, this is a time of releasing. This is a time of things being revealed. And again, can be hurtful for those things to be revealed, but also it's a time of thank goodness these things are being revealed so that we can fix them or change them or, you know, control alt delete them. Sorry, that's my tech brain. I've been working a lot on my, I'm rebuilding my website, but you know, it's just an interesting time of rebooting. And so if we can do whatever if we can give ourselves the tools and do whatever we can to not feel so vulnerable or so just at the whim, because I felt that way this year. It's kind of like a rag doll, just like being flung around all 2020. It's like, I don't know. I feel like I don't have any control here. Ultimately, you know, we have a limited amount of control, but also we do have more power than we give ourselves for a lot of times. And a lot of it takes courage. Okay, we're running towards the end of a time. There's so many other great talks happening on here. And also, we've got stuff to do. August is very busy. I'm very busy. If anyone has a question, please raise your hand and feel free to ask a question. But no pressure there. We're going to wrap this up soon. As we kind of start to wind down a little bit, August, do you have any final tips? Like one tip for everybody listening for boosting your dating, relationship, friendship, social life. It could be something we just discussed. It could be something totally different. But just like one piece of advice for people to take into 2021.
Absolutely. I love the idea of journaling as a way to really delve into those thoughts and feelings that aren't necessarily at the surface. And when I suggest journaling, I'm talking about letting your brain just kind of spill out. So don't worry about grammar or making full sentences. You can do it into a recording. You can write it. You can type it. And I personally find that first thing in the morning, before you have settled into like super rational brain, where you are kind of Your subconscious is still a little bit active, more so as it is during the night. And just ask yourself one of those questions, like the ones that you were asking, Erin. Some of the is this friendship still serving me? I want from relationships in 2021? Did I experience this past year that I don't ever want to experience again? And just see where your mind goes and, you know, tuck it away somewhere or revisit it as often as you want to. But I think that can be a really powerful way to both clarify your intentions and also just get in touch with what you're actually feeling. Because I think there's so much going on right now. It's important to kind of try to get through the clutter.
So much clutter. By the way, August has an amazing book called Girl Boner Journal. Speaking of journals, check her out. Her website is augustmclaughlin.com. Definitely click on her profile here. And she's got the links to the Twitter and the IG, her IG. My tip would be boundaries. You know, I think I'm going to actually, I've been talking so much about boundaries lately that literally I'm like, by the way, I just want to correct myself, McLaughlin, because I've said, sometimes I say August's name, I say it in different ways sometimes, and so I just wanted to correct.
I did not even notice. You're fine. Whatever way you say it is great.
I'm highly aware, yes, no, we have to say it correctly, McLaughlin. So, but I actually, my tip is boundaries. Boundaries, 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 boundaries. I've been in a lot of rooms here recently talking about the importance of boundaries. Boundaries with ourselves, first and foremost, and then boundaries with people we're interacting with. Somebody had mentioned the other day something about, but if you're in a new partnership or in a new friendship, you know, you don't really know what that person's boundaries are. And absolutely, there's definitely a learning curve with learning another human's boundaries, or let's say any being, pets, whatever, exactly. So, but all that to say, you know, it's really important to have some established boundaries within self first. Because if you don't know where you stand on certain things first, then it's going to be really hard to mesh those boundaries or know what those boundaries would even be with somebody else. And so it's like two sets of boundaries. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's interesting, you know, I'm learning so much about just, you know, I think I take for granted sometimes, I'll speak for myself, I take for granted sometimes that not everybody has the conversations that I have with my colleagues around like sex, dating, boundaries, relationships, consent. And, you know, I guess, you know, my purpose here at this moment on this planet is to just try to just plant some seeds around those things that maybe, you know, people didn't learn. I didn't learn a lot, you know, growing up small town in Ohio, there's only a limited amount of things you learn from school, you know, and all these things around these topics. And so boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. I'm here. I'm the boundaries girl. I'm the dating advice girl, but I'm also the boundaries girl. So follow me here. Follow me on, you know, my social media platforms. You'll see I'm very active on all the stuff. So that's about it. August, thank you so much for taking the time. I've been bombarding August with a bunch of social media tagging and sharing and all that lately. So August, just thanks for not thinking I'm the worst. And also, please,
you're the best.
Please exercise your boundaries if it's too much.
I do. You know me. I fall asleep early, so I have my alerts set off at certain times, and I'm never bothered by you ever. So thank you for bringing me in. I'm honored to be a part of this and to be a part of the event on Saturday. I can't wait for it.
Yes, yes. We are having an event on Saturday at noon Pacific time. It's amazing. It's called Setting Dating and Relationship Intentions for 2021. Definitely, again, check my bio, the link in my bio on Instagram. I have a ton of posts on my IG and on my Twitter about it. Yeah, and so that's it for now. I'm going to be back on here doing more stuff at some point. But until then, thank you all for coming. I so appreciate you all very much. And August, I can't wait to see you on Saturday.
Same. Thanks, everybody. See you soon.
Bye.